Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for severe thunderstorms over the extreme southwestern parts of Mpumalanga, Highveld, the western parts of the northwest, and the northern Free State. Also partly cloudy over Gauteng and Limpopo, and it will become hot over the extreme northern parts of Gauteng, also with isolated showers and thundershowers. Pretoria up to 27, Joburg 25, Mbombela 17, Emalahleni 24, Polokwane 22, and Rustenburg up to 33 degrees.
In Sandton, a collision on the M1 southbound before Marlborough Drive causing queuing traffic.
EFF stalwart Darlene Mpofu has left the party and joined them Kontobusizwe party. Mpofu said in an exclusive interview on SABC TV, he sees the MK party as the only vehicle to drive unity and black emancipation. Mpofu was part of the EFF for 11 years and also EFF chair. And Australia is one step closer to passing new laws that will ban children under 16 from social media. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said yesterday the new legislation will be presented to state and territory leaders this week before being introduced to Parliament later this month. It will hold platforms such as Facebook, TikTok and Instagram responsible for enforcing the age ban, and they will face potentially hefty fines for failing to do so. I'm Khadra D'Souza. More news at 8.
Springbok head coach Rassie Erasmus has delayed his team announcement for Sunday's test against Scotland. In the past, he's generally made that announcement on a Tuesday, but this week has delayed until Friday. The Boks head into the clash at Murrayfield with several key positions still up in the air due to depth and injuries. The Proteas will start a 4-match T20 international series against India at Kingsmead on Friday, just over 4 months after the visitors beat them in the T20 World Cup final. The matches were originally scheduled for India's tour of South Africa in 2021-22, but those were postponed due to COVID restrictions. Mamelodi Sundowns closed the gap behind league leaders Orlando Pirates to 3 points after beating Bulawayo City 2-0 in their Betway Premiership match at Loftus last night. Adathlone TS Galaxy picked up a point in a 1-1 draw with Stellenbosch. And Said Ramovic, the Galaxy coach, then dropped a bombshell, quitting on live television after that match. And match day 4, the UEFA Champions League wrapped up yesterday in selected results. Inter Milan 1-0 winners at Arsenal. Barcelona beat Red Star Belgrade 5-2. Atletico stunned PSG 2-1. And Bayern Munich's stuttering campaign got back on course with a 1-0 win at home to Benfica. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Hey.